Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Valiant Actions, was written by Estera Porosca Escobar. John Harper had no idea what was about to unfold as he and his six-year-old daughter embarked on the Titanic. But one thing he knew, he loved Jesus, and he was passionate that others know him too. As soon as the ship hit an iceberg and water started pouring in, Harper, a widower, put his little girl on a lifeboat and headed into the chaos to save as many people as possible. As he distributed life jackets, he reportedly shouted, "Let the women, children, and the unsaved into the lifeboats." Until his last breath, Harper shared about Jesus with anyone who was around him. John willingly gave his life away so that others could live. There was one who laid down his life freely 2,000 years ago, so you and I can live not only in this life, but for all eternity. Jesus didn't just wake up one day and decide he would pay the penalty of death for humanity's sin. This was his life's mission. At one point, when he was talking with the Jewish religious leaders, he repeatedly acknowledged, "I lay down my life." He didn't just say these words, but live them by actually dying a horrific death on the cross. He came so that the Pharisees, John Harper, and we may have life and have it to the full. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 10, verses 7 through 18. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." Let's pray. Jesus, there simply aren't words to express our gratitude to you for the sacrifice you made on our behalf. Thank you for giving your life away so that we might live. Help us to show your love to others, no matter what it may cost us, even if it means losing our very life. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your merciful name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.